programming is the very least you should learn in high school. If you graduated without mastery of programming, your high school was fake. Adults do that kind of thing a lot. Your teacher will act cute, smart, loving, caring, and even rebelliously. But when you graduate, you will realize all you got from that class was ease. And what you should have gotten was personally relevant, life-changing, meaningful, functional, and authentic education that would set you free from poverty. Then, of course, you get hit with the second wave, because now you have to pay for college. You go deeper into debt rather than higher out of it. Adults also do that a lot. They will give you something for free and then charge you money to finish it, while thinking to themselves, a sucker is born every minute. Shrinks call that a sunk cost fallacy. I just call it fake education and fraud. And they call all the cutesy teachers that betrayed you the men who sold the world. Or jackasses, for short. As a child, I started with the quest to put a pixel on my TV screen. And then, as a high schooler, I needed to open an empty window that I could later modify with buttons and frames and a user interface. You, now that you are armed with artificial intelligence, see OLAMA and install the LAMA 3.2 LLM or higher, you need to begin by creating a visual programming language. The Unix user interface, a programmable development environment, and shell, the most powerful user interface in the world, is all about it, but you can make it better. In Unix, commands send data to other commands through pipes. In a more visual world, where you see graphics on the screen and not just text, boxes have an in and out, which can be connected by a line, and there is an actual well-defined connection routine when ports are connected by a line. From dot pipe on out receive packet to pipe emit in same packet. Where from and to represent whatever objects connect here. And pipe is an event emitter that you should ask AI to write for you.
Create a short and sweet event emitter in JavaScript. Explain every line in detail so that a high school student new to programming can understand it.
It should be about 20 lines of code. The party starts when you have three boxes, because the middle box is usually some kind of a transformer or filter. For example, first box gets the text of this poem, the middle box sends it to AI to make it more readable and decent, and the third box sends the more readable poem to your email inbox so that you can look at it or have it voiced later by an AI with a pretty voice. Let's hoist this up and enhance our boxes with a programming model that just happens to fit our use case. It is called the actor model, where you anthropomorphize all your programming components and boxes into actors, a kind of a creature, an entity. And in fact, you can make an actor, what we just call the box, with a human being. For example, your friend that likes technical poems can be sent an email by one of the transformers in the middle in a verification routine, and they will score the poem on a scale from 1 to 10. where anything below 7 gets sent back to AI for improvement, and the process repeats. See, you just put a human in the programming circuit. The actor model is so captivating that you can model yourself as an actor, and you will now have to reply to the articles in your inbox so that the AI knows that you read them. And once you acknowledge having read the text, your visual programming language will route the poem into an archive. A better example of a human in the circuit is self-checkout. When a computer fails to help you, it calls a real human-based cashier. I was just buying some workout gloves and ended up scanning them twice. I became an actor in a self-checkout routine who called a human cashier. Then, when the cashier removed the error and the computerized checkout process resumed, the machine took over again. Throughout your entire existence, month by month, artificial intelligence will be becoming more powerful until it is something that you will be barely able to grasp. Creating such a visual programming language based on an actor model that can route and transform data is a really big deal. If you sell monthly access to your visual programming language, you will never have to worry about finance. It takes very little to get all the basics down and worked out, and then hoist yourself up to actually start using your programming language for your own programming. You will be programming all the extras, the billing, the user management, with your very own VPL, your own product offering. You will be, in a word, dogfooding. So, as you sit in the classroom, and your teacher cheats you out of meaningful and authentic education by spoon-feeding you pig dribble, go to the back of your notepad. Draw 3 boxes with 2 ports on each side, input and output. Connect them up and begin diagramming your future. What's your data source? What are you transforming? What are you routing? What functions do you need? AI can write them. And where are you sending your data? Are you modeling a process, such as a checkout or billing? Or are you modeling a service where something can be sent into it and will be routed around until it makes sense? How can you use the power of artificial intelligence wrapped in an actor model-based virtual programming language? You need to learn JavaScript, HTML, basically object notation, CSS, basically attribute notation for objects, SVG, drawing lines, also objects, web components, well, creating objects for the HTML, and then event emitter, OOP, traits and mixins, kind of a lightweight version of OOP, really. The actor model, so simple, it's all just event emitters. And then CouchDB, Mongo, and maybe SQL. These should all be your high school classes where each lesson makes you more and more and more and more and more and more and more powerful. The future is weeping at your education, weeping at what you have been tricked into. You have been misled by those you trusted. You have been misled by the man who sold the world. Math, biology, chemistry, genetics, astrobiology can only be taught in a sequence that matches you best and at a pace that fits you right. Knowing programming helps a great deal, as you can simulate and visualize it all, but you need individualized instruction from your colleagues and tutors and from artificial intelligence. The teachers that betrayed you, that lied to you, now must spend their days ensuring that the AI is on point, that your own quest for knowledge has no hiccups. Go on, do it. Turn to the last page of your notebook now and begin diagramming. Let the diagrams, concept, and mind maps extend your mind for long enough to advance beyond your limit and keep pushing forward. Never follow. Never follow, or you may end up like your teachers, pointlessly parroting the fraud that has long ran its course, now satiating the bottom feeders in an ecosystem of brainless opportunists. Child, this world is meant for you, not its most parasitic of ghouls.